It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. Excited to get these guys in the studio for the first time because they are going to be here this weekend at Comedy Works downtown. They are comedians, they're actors, they're writers, they're two funny people that are here right now. We've got the Lucas Brothers. What's up, man?
Thank you, man.
What's up, guys?
What it do? How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing? I'm pretty
chilling,
good.
Chilling, man. Chilling, man. We just had some McDonald's.
Oh, then you're
and,
good.
You know, now I'm like, I'm on that McDonald's high.
Well, so. I was good until I realized nobody brought me a McDonald's.
Oh, man. See, you know, wow. I thought you might have eaten already. It's
early. Oh, yeah. You assume a big guy already ate? I mean, what does that mean?
It wasn't about the size. It's about the fact that you wake up early.
Oh, man.
I thought you would have had breakfast.
I woke up 5 minutes ago.
Oh, that's fair.
I bet you guys were all awake before me.
We were.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I'm more disappointed than you guys or more disappointed than Jamie, but either way, it's okay.
That would have to.
Yeah. Because now that I think about it, she's never brought me anything.
Oh,
like McDonald's or just like a bottle of water.
And,
I mean, just to say hi, good morning. But it's cool.
What kind of friend are you?
I see how the comedy works, guys. It's cool. Now, this is an even bigger deal because you're actually part of the 35th anniversary celebration month of Comedy Works.
Oh,
celebrating 35 years. So,
great.
You know, it's always, you know, a lot of the comedians that come here talking about how it's one of the biggest, you know, clubs and one of their favorites to be at, but you guys are celebrating 35 years for them. You know, what's it like being part of such a big club and part of the celebration?
First, it's an honor. I mean, this is our first time performing at Comedy Works, so like we were always stoked about it.
Yeah.
And all of our friends, our comedian peers said
it's the best club in the country.
Yeah.
So
to be a part of this, I didn't even know that they were having us for it, and I'm like, okay, cool, thank you. Why are you bestowing this honor on us? We're humble.
Yeah,
humble.
Absolutely. And we did our first show last night, and it was
fantastic.
Yeah. And so you guys are at Comedy Works downtown. You can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. So coming up here really soon, we got election season on the way. We actually got the first debate here starting in a little bit. So I'm interested if you guys were the moderators. What, what is one question you would ask Hillary, and what is one question you would ask Mr. Trump?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I would ask Trump
why he's racist. Like, why are you racist?
Right. Why are you racist in this race?
Why would you be racist in this race?
Yeah.
You don't have to be. You can be Trump. Like, maybe Trump is just inherently racist.
It's possible.
It's very possible. But it seems like he's more shrewd. Like, you would think.
I don't know. It just seems he said anything he thinks, he says it.
He just says it.
I don't think there's really. You just take what he says at face value.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair.
You know? And keep in mind, people, that when you do watch the debates and there's moderators up there, they actually have time to plan their
questions.
Right,
so
I put them on the spot, just in case they had questions.
Oh no. I would ask Trump, how was it filming Home Alone Part 2?
Yeah.
Like, what was that scene like? I mean, that must have been great. How was it working with
Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, that's right.
It'd be nice to get some insight into that.
Right?
I know. How did, like...
Anything you'd wonder with Hillary? Is there anything you'd ask her? Like,
if you had to do it all over again, what would you make your email handle? Like, I say go with like Malcolm X at.
Yeah.
So no one knows.
At AOL.com.
At AOL.com.
I thought the funny thing about all that is that they went to AOL. Like, I thought they were going to use Gmail or something. She's like, oh no, AOL is just a... And it was Colin Powell who's like, oh, AOL is
AOL's
great.
The shit.
I'm like, well, that's the national security right
there. That's
right.
AOL.
Thank you, AOL.
No one else uses AOL.
Only because nobody uses it anymore. ISIS wouldn't even know to go for an AOL account. They'd be like, oh, that's a fake Hillary clown. That's not real. If it was Gmail, though, we'd have to worry.
That's right. That's
so
right.
You got, it's your first time at Comedy Works, but you've been to Denver before. And you were here for 420?
Yeah.
I've heard. And I mean, you know, a lot of comedians come here because there's certain things you can do here that are legal that aren't elsewhere, but then they discover the Denver product.
Yeah.
And you guys got hit by the Denver product.
We got hit. Not only did we get hit, we got humbled.
Yeah. We came with so much arrogance. You know, we're like, we got a show about weed. We smoke weed every day. We are professional weed smokers, and nothing's going to, you know, bring us down.
I wasn't going to say no to anything.
And that's right.
I'm doing whatever they hand to me.
This was anti-Reagan. We said yes to everything.
That's right off the airplane.
Right off
what do you got?
Yes, what do you got? We wanted to prove ourselves. Like, we wanted to show that, we can hang with the big dogs. This is the big league. We're professionals.
Yeah.
And we took two edibles. Two of the like the chocolate bars.
Two each or
two
one
each.
And one? Okay.
Two each.
Okay.
It wasn't just the edible, it was the altitude, it was the fact that we had just landed, and you gotta prepare yourself for
yourself.
Right. It's not just
you landed at an altitude.
That shit matters.
Yeah.
No,
I think Snoop Dogg will disagree. He'll come from sea level.
Yeah.
He'll get right off the plane. I'm not saying it.
Snoop's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a Hall of Famer. we're
still trying to prove ourselves.
Okay.
Right. He's a Hall of Famer. So.
He's like Michael Jordan. We're like Klay Thompson. We're still working on it.
Working on it.
We will never get there.
No.
But you can still practice. No.
You can still practice.
We can still practice. Yeah. That's right.
And this was just, one of those, we lost. You know? Yeah. We came back, we're here this time,
yeah.
We're coming back strong.
I'm impressed more, not that just they had the moment, but then there was like an adventure involved in finding cheeseburgers. Castle, but the Lucas Brothers edition. Like,
pretty absurd. Like, so we're tripping balls at,
Outside of the venue.
So we're like, we gotta get back to the hotel.
I don't want people to see me like this.
Yeah. Right.
Too much. It was just like too much stimulation.
Right.
Yeah.
To the hotel. So we finally make it back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And I asked Kenny if he was hungry. I don't get a response, but I just assume he's hungry.
Yeah.
It's like you assumed I already ate McDonald's. Like, yeah.
And we're in a hotel. We had access to room service. Yeah. We could have easily called, but
that's easy.
First, I wanted to go take a shower. Like, I gotta take a shower first, and then I'll go get the food. So I turn the water on, take all my clothes off, and I'm like, oh, no, I gotta get the cheeseburger. Then I will take the shower. So I just walk out. I just leave.
Water's still running.
Yeah.
I'm new. I walk out. I'm looking for cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
For like
an hour.
It must have been like an hour.
Yeah.
At least. Like, I'm walking around like. And no one can tell me where to get cheeseburger from. Like, that's the thing.
But like, who would have thought Dunkin' Donuts didn't have cheeseburgers?
That's right.
I mean,
get a cheeseburger at 2:30.
Yeah.
Never found a cheeseburger.
Oh, I thought you guys did find cheeseburgers.
No, I went back upstairs and just called room service.
Oh, okay. And so you finally did it the easy way.
Yeah.
Eventually it comes home.
So stupid.
Well, you've learned your lesson, so now you're good to go for this weekend.
Oh, I feel great.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No edibles. I did it. We've been smoking joints.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, doing
classic.
Doing the way God meant it to
be. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So we got the Lucas Brothers there at Comedy Works downtown. Comedy Works 35-year celebration. Very big deal this month. You can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. So you guys are both doing comedy. Have you guys always kind of like matched each other's like career choices?
Went to college. We were both philosophy majors. We went to law school. I went to NYU. He went to Duke, and then we both dropped out together. And then we both started doing comedy.
Okay,
it's been in sync.
Yeah.
Have either of you done something where the other brother's like, I'm not doing that. Are you identical twins?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, I don't even like.
Well, he got married.
I got married.
And then you feel like there was a responsibility to marry the same one? Like,
I was like, I don't know if marriage is in my future. But
yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's a big like important thing. Yeah, that's cool.
Well, I got divorced too, so.
Oh,
so I've been through marriage and divorce in 1 year. It's great. It's been fantastic.
That's how it should work. It should be like this.
You gotta learn. It's practice.
The longer you stay, the more you start not liking each other even more. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
In and out.
In and out. How did the comedy thing start? What made you want to do this?
I was at law school, and I hated it. I hated the people. And I hate all of them, but I hated most of my friends. And then I hated the job prospect. All of it was just like too much for me.
Law right around the time the recession hit.
Yeah.
So all the jobs just started
drying up. Yeah. And then I lived right around the corner from like 5 comedy clubs. And I was like, you know what? Let me just go check it out and do an open mic.
Yeah.
Walked in there, did an open mic, did like 3 minutes, no material, like a bombing. No one was laughing. But I was like, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I want to see how far I can take it. And I said to myself, if I got my law degree and comedy started to like suck, I might go back to law. Like, fuck that. I mean, forget that. I'm just gonna stick with comedy, and then that was the rest is history.
I called him up, and he was like, "I'm doing comedy. You still want to do law?" And I was like, "Not really." And he's like, "You want to do comedy?" I was like, "Yeah, let's try it."
Yeah.
And I dropped out, moved back.
And then we went to New Jersey and stayed there for like a year doing comedy there, and then moved over to New York.
No, it looks like it's been working out for you guys.
It's been pretty good.
What do you guys got in the works for now? You got anything you're able to talk about or anything?
Yeah, we're working on a special with Netflix that's going to come out. We're going to shoot it November 4th. Probably Brooklyn.
Okay.
And it'll probably come out in January sometime. And then we're working on a cartoon, TBS. We're working on scripts, movie, like everything.
Staying busy.
We're just like putting our
doing stand-up writing. Those are our two major projects.
Yeah.
Well, this weekend you'll be here at Comedy Works Downtown. We want to thank you for making time for us. Anytime you come to the My City, make sure you come say what's up to us.
Absolutely,
man. Anytime you guys got anything going down, make sure you hit us up. And like I said, get those tickets at ComedyWorks.com. The Lucas Brothers.
Thank you, brother.
35-year celebration
thank
at Comedy
you.
Works. Go get those tickets while you can.
I appreciate it.